Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know this, your boy, Mr. AK. I am once again filling in for my two co-hosts. I don't know why this keeps happening, but I guess they just want me to be a part of the show more often than not. But it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. It's Friday, man. It's Freestyle Friday. All that good stuff in between, man. So I definitely appreciate everybody who came to hang out with us tonight on OG Radio, man. I got a great show lined up for y'all. We got music from all over the place, man. And I got a special guest tonight, too, man. Like I said, man, I got a special guest tonight. We have a lot of guests coming in today, man. A lot of stuff going on, man. So I just want y'all to keep it locked to OG Radio, man. We're going to hang out tonight. We're going to kick it. I got my man, Shastafa, in the building tonight with me, too, as well, man. So we're going to get to talk to him in a minute, man. We're going to get to a couple songs. We're going to let them run. We're going to do what we do here at OG Radio, then. You know, I'm going to get it in with my man, Shastafa, man. We're going to chop it up. We're going to get to know who he is, but he a battle rapper, man. So y'all already know how battle rappers come out in the building, man. So it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We in the building tonight. It's Freestyle Friday. And we got a great show lined up for y'all, man. So y'all hang out with your boy tonight, man. Radio Real might be in the building tonight. I don't know, but y'all know me, man. Y'all know y'all love hanging out with your boy, man. So keep it locked right here. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We in the building tonight. Freestyle Friday. Let's go. Let's go.
life with a wife in her. She hits me in my heart like a kick drum. Do it from the start, she was it, she was it. I'm falling, no parachute, always talking about you. I'm telling all my friends, I think this is the end. Like, baby, girl, better known as Bria.
Y'all know this, your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We still in the building, man. Like I said, man, we got a good show for y'all, man. Definitely going to bring in this guy who's been really doing this thing in the battle rap scene and everything else in between, man. Want y'all to give it up on, man, Mustafa. Man, what's good, bro? How you feeling?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Shout out to OG Radio, man. I'm glad to be here, bro.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate you, bro. First and foremost, man, we appreciate you just, you know, stopping through, hanging out with us tonight, man, being our special guest of the night, man. But I want you to introduce yourself to everybody who don't know who you are and let them know who you are and what you represent, man.
I appreciate it, man. It's Mustafa. Good guys. Salute the good guys. Salute LOA. Those both are, one is Good Guys is a production group with me and the kid Nigel, and LOA is a battle rap group consisting of Jay Owens, Tenfold, and Send the God. So all those Chicago based. So yeah, a battle rap. I produce. I song write. I do a little some of everything. You know, a little some of everything. Jack of all trades, in a sense. So yeah.
Hey, that's definitely stuff. Now what I want to know is, man, because like I said, we don't get a lot of battle rappers on this show. So with us not getting a lot of battle rappers, man, explain to us like the difference between like being the every, I know you're a jack of all trades, but explain to the people who are not really, you know, educated on that battle rap world. Let them know, like, first of all, like how that atmosphere is and how you got into being a battle rap artist.
So the funny part is a lot of time when people that don't really, that's not really in tune with the battle culture, the first thing they think about is, they think about like 8 Mile, you know what I'm saying? Or they think about something like that off a movie. And it's similar, but it's nothing like it. It's a different world within itself. A lot of times when you're an artist, you got a track behind you. You know what I'm saying? You can have hype man on the stage with you and all that other good stuff. But in battle rap, is you and those words and your aura, your persona, you, whoever you are, versus whoever that other person is. It's literally verbal cage fighting. That's the best way to put it. Verbal cage fighting.
That's good.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's the difference between...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. My fault.
Oh, no. Keep going.
Oh, no. I was saying that's the difference between getting on stage and, you know, performing a song. You perform a song, even if you mess up, you know, you can have a track over it, so you technically just go lip sync, you know, the performance. With battle rap, it's every single person is looking at what you're doing, what you're saying, who you say you are, what you say you represent, and they want to listen to the content. And you have to be visual as well. Your performance is a lot as well. So it's really different, but just like being an artist, you got to go in there and give it your 120% every time. So
that's definitely tough. And me, being familiar with the battle rap world, with the URLs and all the other situations like that, what would you say was one of the reasons that you got into this battle rap situation? Like I said, once again, you were a jack of all trades. You produce. You was, you know, you was an artist making songs, you do all sorts of stuff, but what gravitated you towards putting your, like, your main focus into being a battle rapper? Like, who were some of the people that influenced you, or what were some of the things that really made you say, you know what, this is where I'm going to put most of my energy into?
Okay, so when I was younger, I always emceed, you know what I'm saying, I always was an artist, writing songs and things of that nature. But what influenced me was I was at the lunch table one day, and I think this is how a lot of people really started kicking out ciphers and stuff. And it was a simple cipher, but then it kind of became a battle. And I'm like, oh, bro, think his round better than mine? Like, no, you know what I'm saying? And back then, battle rap was a little different. It was whoever ran out of raps first, you know, versus now, you know, you got three rounds of one round and you put everything together like that. So people like my man's David Hall was a.k.a. Rick Reed, shout out, a.k.a. Big Illy. A Chicago legend when it comes to this, man. Him and I have multiple battles that were never on camera versus a lot of the big names or who were the big names at that time in Chicago, just because we wanted to be the best. It wasn't really about money at the time. It wasn't about, you know, all the notoriety and stuff. I just wanted to be the best lyrically. I wanted to be the best bar for bar. There was nothing you could do with me, and I knew you was nothing you could do with me. And the funny part is I really didn't even look the part like that. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of skinny, you know what I'm saying, glasses on. So everybody like, man, you trash. And I get the spin and the reaction of on people's faces and, you know, how they looked at me after that was like, bro, how you come up with that? That's cold. I'm talking, I'm literally no exaggeration. And my brother, he's another big influence. We would be on trains. We would be downtown Chicago in our South Chicago. And originally, just a little tidbit, I'm originally from NY. So anytime I would go back and forth to NY, you know, my cousins with my brother, he definitely would have me battle random. Now, these were teenagers that was like 18, 19, and some grown men. I was like 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? And the expression you get on a grown man's face when he getting his head chopped off, by 12, 13 year old, there's nothing like it, bro. And I lived for that reaction. So that was really it. Just being young and going out and starting out ciphering and then seeing the reaction on people's face when you could talk about the same content they could at the age I was doing it. And that's before, you know, we was on camera or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying, bro? So, yeah, man, it started young with me. It started young. And if I knew then what I know now, I would have recorded a lot of more, you know, content than what I had now. But yeah.
That's definitely what's up, man. And me understanding this whole battle rap thing and understanding like what's going on and what's, you know, and how like focused like the crowd is on you. Like you said, like when you doing a performance, you know, you can have a track playing or you can have dancers in the background or you can have whatever else going on. If you slip up, somebody may not notice that because it may be, you may have a song that's like strictly for the ladies and it might be a young lady up there, you know, catching the vibe of the guys, so they're not really paying attention to you lyrics. Or, you know what I'm saying, you may have a track that's like real good and the beat might catch everybody and don't nobody pay attention to what you really saying, but they gravitate towards you because it got a good beat. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them club bangers. So in battle,
and
it really
blinds
like,
the
yo,
crowd. It blinds them a lot of time, bro. It really does because they like, oh, this is crazy. Woo-woo. And everybody in the moment. And battle rap ain't like that, bro. You have nothing. You better not come up there with a beat unless you rapping over a beat for some. You know what I'm saying? For that battle, you come up with a beat. It better be the coldest material you got in America. Like, they got to be super creative.
definitely do. Because, like I said, I remember one battle that stuck out to me, you know what I'm saying? And it was a while ago, but it was Cassidy and it was Freeway. And it was on the radio. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was on radio or they did it, whatever they did it. Like, Freeway wanted a beat. Cassie was like, nah, bro, this is a battle, bro. We not doing that. Like, this is my world. And that showed you was like, you know what I'm saying? That, and I know a lot of, like, younger people don't understand, but one of my favorite shows was Rap City, The Basement. And that show let me know, like, what type of artist really was in there on their craft and was really, like, working on their joints and really was, like, real rappers and real spitters, because real spitters can go, like, right into the booth and, you know what I'm saying, spit some bars, you know what I'm saying? Like, get in front of that mic and spit some bars and do what they do. And you can also already tell, like, which artists were good performance artists, which artists were, like, good freestylers and performers, and which artists was just, like, that's that guy, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
That's one of the things that I would honestly say between battle rapping and, like, doing, like, regular showcases, that's what it separates. And I feel like Rap City was one of them shows that showed us, like, the fans, the media people, like, whoever stepped up to that mic, if you weren't hot, that put a real, like, asterisk on your, like, rap career or your, you know what I'm saying, your hype. Because a lot of people be like, oh, man, he a great artist, but he can't spit. He ain't a freestyler. And then some people will pay attention and be like, you know what, you would hear that person, like, freestyle whatever bars you had, but then you would hear it on the song, like, that wasn't a freestyle. You had that in your head. So you came, you know what I'm saying? Some artists come prepared, like, you know what, I'm going to have this in my head or whatever like that. So my next question is, in that battle rap scene, in that battle rap world, because, like I said, I know the world, and I know they get, like, a couple weeks or whatever to prepare. Do you prepare some bars for that? Or do you just go, like, right off the dome or whatever? You know what I'm saying? For people who don't understand it.
Okay, so at certain times when if I go second, when I go second, sometimes I'll see something, and, like, let's say somebody wears some shoes or a pants. Or, I've done it multiple times. So at a point in time, I will freestyle. Not too much, but enough to people know that I'm talented enough to pick something out the room. I'm talented enough to pick something out the room and basically use it against my opponent. You know what I'm saying? So I've done it multiple times, but mostly 90% of my material is handcrafted and written beforehand. There have been a few battles here and there that I freestyled and nobody knew because I actually messed up. So the rest of the round might have been, like, hey, such and such, such and such, and the crowd go crazy. I'm like, I didn't even write that shit, you know. So, but for the most part, most of my material, it definitely is pre-written. It's rehearsed. Versus, you know, like you said, older Cypher battles that we used to, you know, we used to go off the top of the head. Oh, this vacuum here, blah blah blah. You know, da da da. Now it's a scheme about the vacuum, how it's put together, and how you won't, you know, saying you won't even clean shit like that. You know, say, oh, whatever the case may be. You know, for example, so. Yeah, everything is more it's a premeditated kill than just a instinct murder, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I get it. But, you know, it's a lot of people that listen who, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people not familiar with the battle rap world. So this is one of them shows that's real, real epic because we get that other side of music, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, here on OG Radio, man, we always deal with a lot of artists who are just strictly artists, you know what I'm saying? They do the music thing, they do all that. But to have a battle rapper on here, and to break down, like, you know, how the battle rap world goes, and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, whatever like that, it's different. And shout out to my co-host, Radio Real. I'm going to bring him in a sec. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring him in now. Real, what it is, bro?
What's going on, man? I'm just chilling for the night.
What's going on, Real? How you doing, my brother?
Good, man. Good, man. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. I can't complain.
I was just sitting in the car.
I know, right?
But, man, like I was saying, just for people who don't, like, you know, who don't understand, like, battle rap situation, that's why I'm glad he called into the show and we set this interview up, man, because a lot of people don't understand, like, how, like, battle rap is really, like, its own monster, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody, you know, it's like battle rap is getting mainstream because of URL, because of Smack, because of, you know, some of the guys who, like, went off and did other stuff, like for example, Charlie Clips, Conceited, mm-hmm. and Hitman Holler. Those are three guys who I consider legends that went to do mainstream things to bring battle rap to, like, make mainstream TV to Wildin' Out. Like, all like Conceited and Hitman brung the that genre to mainstream, because a lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to find the battle rap, the battles, you know what I'm saying, on, like, TV or whatever like that. So for Conceited and Hitman to bring that genre to Wildin' Out for Nick Cannon, and we definitely hope Nick Cannon get things together and bring back Wildin' Out as one of them shows. But just to the
yeah,
because a lot of people don't understand, like, what they're doing with that wild style. That's battle rap. It just has a beat, but that's battle
right.
rap. That's consistent. That's battle rap at its finest. And when Conceited cuts the beat,
right.
he really brings that. Yo, this battle rap, bro. This is how we get at. Don't get me wrong. We do the joke. We get at. But
right.
for him, for them to, it, like I said, even Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon helped them bring that to the forefront. So, like I said, my next question is, with Smack doing the caffeine app situation and everything like that, and all these battles coming up, what are some of the things that you want to see, or that you're, like, getting into doing, like, moving up in that battle rap in that scenario that you want to see happen, or that you're seeing happen that you like?
Well, right now, and I got to give a shout-out to my home league. My home league, Chicago-based Guerrilla Warfare, shout-out Gracie, shout-out Big Cannon, and definitely shout-out Mello
yep.
Gutter, man. Those are
Mello.
That's family. That's family. Yeah, yeah. So shout-out to those three, because they make a lot happen for Chicago Battle Rap, and also shout-out to a very good Joan Wick. She's a very big, influential part of Chicago battle rap as well. But within me trying to see, I see how everything's transitioning. Me personally, I would like to, you know, get in on some of the production as far as when music in the background and all that other good stuff. I would love for some of my tracks to be played before these battles. You know what I'm saying? Or I would love for, you know, Wildin' Out, you know, one of my beats be played for the for, like, when they do the Wild Styles or something like that. I would love
mm-hmm.
for that. You know, if I could just step into that real quick, that would be a dream for me, because that's my passion, number one passion, no matter what. Music came before me battling. I personally play saxophone and drums myself, so I've always been musical and lyrical no matter what, you know. So if I can have my music production intertwined with battle rap itself, that would be crazy. Because people gotta understand, battle rap, it's a lot of pain that goes in battle rap. It's like beautiful
mm-hmm.
pain in a sense. Because I could sit here and tell you a story about how I remember my man's getting shot and the bullet barely hit me, and put it in such a way that it becomes art. You know what I'm saying? And it's still
mm-hmm.
attacking my enemy at the same time. It does several things. It entertains you, it informs you, and it also gives you, you know, something about me genuinely. So if I can add
right.
not only top of that, but I can add my production on a big platform while I'm still telling you my story
mm-hmm.
about myself, or while I'm still chopping off his head, that would be amazing. You know, shout out
right.
to the bigger names like Charlie Clips and Hitman Holla, you know, who else? Conceited, you know, like you said, those guys really did. Shout out to actually people, even more people like, and I don't know if everybody's hip to him, but Oops in St. Louis. Oops is
mm-hmm.
a politician. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's major for somebody who battle raps to be a politician and make change in the community.
Right.
A lot of people don't like talking about that, but that's real, especially
mm-hmm.
us black, you know, saying black people, we go through shit day to day, man. And you telling me a nigga who used to stand on a block selling corn, you know, selling rocks, you know what I'm saying? Now he want to make a change in the shit? Oh, I like that. Why? Because now
right.
he know every single struggle that needs to be changed. He can help adjust that. So
mm-hmm.
outside of the entertainment portion of it, if I can put some, you know, on a, let's say a battle rapper doing something like that, you know, I would want to do the music for their website or, you know, something of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So that's something I would definitely want to see. Anything that would have to do with the music that I can do, even if they do another movie like they did Body. Now, I've personally never seen
mm-hmm.
Body. And I honestly, I'm not, I'll say this, I'm not an Eminem fan. So, you know, and people hate me for it, but I am not an Eminem fan, honestly. They kick rocks out.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? and I'm not, bro, because, you know, if he was black, he'd just be a really good rapper. You know what I'm saying? That's really what he would be, a really good rapper. And I'll give you one better. If he was black, they'd probably be like, oh, that ain't kind of weird. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what he'd be on. Like, so that I feel like people are saying that. And don't get me wrong, lyrically he's incredible at times. I'm not going to knock him.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a fan. So I've never seen Body. I didn't rush to see it, but it was a lot of battle rap individuals in Body, and that was major because now, like you say, going into entertainment, you're hitting the big. You're not just hitting a stage anymore. You're on nationwide TV. You're on, you know, Cody. You're on Fire Sticks. You're on Netflix if they got it on there. You know what I'm saying? You are now on a different level in the entertainment industry other than us that's trying to get there. You know what I'm saying? So, man, if I could just have my music on some of that, you know, that's where the good guys come in. Shout out to Kid Nigel, my homie, and produce, you know what I'm saying? We songwrite. And if we could just have that, man, that's what I would want to do, bro. Honestly.
That's definitely what's up. And speaking of the Kid Nigel, man, shout out to him, man. We finna get into this joint, man. It's called Get to the Check, Kid Nigel featuring yourself, man. So we're going to get into this joint. We're going to be back with no more Fasafa and OG Radio, man. Y'all know what it is. Your boy, Mr. AK, man. We doing what we do, man, here right here.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Standing in the street, they say I'm trouble strong. 150s and I keep a couple more. Had to get it when a nigga saw they doubted. You can't get it, you ain't with it, you ain't about it.
color don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition are white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing, you could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what we get action. Say you want what we get goon. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flatter a tissue. Your chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We back in the building. We hanging out. We got my man, Christoph, in the building. I just ran through a couple of joints, man. One of those joints I ran through was, man, the Kid Nigel featuring Christoph, man, so I'll get to the check. Another joint I played was my man, Mello the Gutter Man, featuring Cole Hart from the legendary group, Crucial Conflict, man. It's called Things That Look Like. And I also played that joint for my girl, Nola Ryan. You already know what it's called, Sweet Man. So like I said, man, we connected out here, man. We doing our thing here, OG Radio, man. We still in the building with Christoph, man. And I still got my co-host, Radio Real, in the building with me, man. How y'all feeling?
We good, man. I ain't gonna lie. Them joints is hard, man. Them joints is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Like,
I love that. I love that. I got a man shit, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Mello, like... I gotta say this every time if somebody mentions him, but like this man, like people don't understand, like Mello, one of the guys who like really helped this show a lot. Man, I'm not saying like he the only one, it's a lot of other guys, but he really, like, you know what I'm saying, pushed me towards a lot of other cats I probably wasn't connected with. You know what I'm saying? This man used to like literally, yeah. What I mean, take over my show. I mean, my man used to really like hit me up like, bro, I got this idea for a show I want to do. Can I do it? I'm like, yeah, come on, bro. It don't matter. We do.
Yeah.
We do. It's my show.
Mello,
so he was
personally, on a personal level, I agree with that because Mello will do that, like take over, and it's all in your benefit. But he'd be like, look, this is
what
we're going to do with this, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly how it was. It wasn't no, you know what I'm saying, oh, bro, this is what I want to do. This, I'm. It was like, nah, bro, check it out. This is what we finna do. But this how we I want to present it. Like, you got the radio show, and you let me do what I want to do. So it's gonna give you the listeners, the people that want to tune in and want to rock with me, and they gonna have to rock with you. So it was like a mastermind plan for him to like do what he wanted to do on my show, but also bring the fans, bring the other artists in. Without him even trying, it was just him being a genuine stand up 100 guy. But he had a marketing plan that was so slick that it benefited both of us, man. And like when I say I done dropped the mixtapes, man, and he always been one of them guys who it wasn't too much I had to say to him, like, man, I'm dropping the mixtape. All right, bro, you can use this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like guys like him that make this show what it is, guys like you, like, you know what I'm saying, bringing in that battle rap culture, man. It's people like Genesis who brings the poetry to my show. It's people like Radio Rail and B Trey who bring the different genres to the show to make this show continuously grow, man. And another question I got for you, man, is like, what you see in the growth in battle rap, man? What are some of the things that you got coming up personally that we should be looking out for, like just on your tip and your level, what you got going on? What are some of the things that you're looking for to like letting everybody know you here, you arrived?
Well, hold on. I got to real quick. I'm gonna touch back on that, but I gotta say, You know what I'm saying? Mello, bro, and this from the heart, bro, is probably one of the most genuine, you know what I'm saying, people when it comes to helping somebody else, bro.
I agree with
Mello
you,
really
bro.
Put you out there because he literally, you know what I'm saying, like take now, like under the wing, like shrimp fried rice with bro. You know what I'm saying? And saying that to say is he didn't have to help me, you know what I'm saying, show me the game and how you get this done and how you get that done. He didn't. So I owe a lot to bro, you know what I'm saying? And, grateful to have somebody like that in the corner. So shout out to Mello the Gutter Man. Y'all please check out everything on his platform. You know, search anything YouTube and Mello the Gutter Man. Definitely.
Thanks.
All right, so back to your question, my boy. Yeah, so I got a battle in well, everybody, if you're listening, please, you know, hopefully you'll go to YouTube as we're talking and just put Shastafa first. Go and put Shastafa versus. Now, I know people are going to hear this, you know, once the show's over. I know they're going to go back and listen to it. So, Shastafa versus. And you'll get to see me from my first battle, battling on the beach, to my last battle, battling in Miami, Cold Vein Event. And then I have a battle versus King Ape, who is an elite battle rapper from Indianapolis. When I say he's elite, he's literally one of the probably top 10 Midwest battle rappers out right now. That's actively battling. And you can arguably put him in the top five. You know what I'm saying? We mained event in Indiana. So that battle, Shastafa versus King Gagan, is dropping soon. And Shastafa versus Rock. Shout out to my homie Rock from Guerrilla Warfare. We had a classic on 6 days prep. So you know how earlier we was talking about, you know, we was talking about how you prep for somebody. Usually they give you about, at least if you're doing one round, you usually get about probably a month to prep for somebody, so you won't be up there stuttering and all that other crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? We did it on 6 days, and it came out, and it looked, when you see it on camera, it's going to look like we've been practicing for weeks. So Shastafa versus King Ape, then Shastafa versus Rock. Shastafa versus King Ape will be dropping on Raw Talent Battle League. Shout out Cash Hicks from Raw Talent Battle League, and Shastafa versus Rock will be dropping on No Coast Battle League. Shout out my boy Primus on No Coast. And then in October, I'm headed up to New York. Shout out to We Go Hard. Now, We Go Hard is like the step right before the URL. It's a lot of people, and nobody really says it, but for a lot of people, they make their careers by going to We Go Hard and having a great performance. So, I honestly got the call early this week, so I only have probably now, at this point, probably 2 weeks prep. At this point, as we talking right now, I got about a good 2 weeks to get my head right and make sure I go up there and obliterate my opponent. So shout out to We Go Hard. Shout out Steams. He definitely reached out to me for this battle. This is the one where you either, you know what I'm saying, you either going to do what you're going to do or you might as well stop, because I'm at that point now where if I want to go further, and it doesn't have to just be URL. You know what I'm saying? Because Guerrilla Warfare is a powerhouse in Chicago. It doesn't just have to be there, but just doing it on that platform, We Go Hard. Yeah, man, it's that time. So King Gate, Stop First Rock, and then my battle, I'll be battling Dab 15. I think he's from Philly. I'll be battling him on We Go Hard. So, yeah.
That's definitely major, 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 bro. And definitely, man, I honestly want to say this right now. Keep me posted. Like I said, I'm a battle rap. I'm a battle rap fan, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm a battle rap fan. So for somebody from Chicago that is doing what they do, and I tell everybody this, man, I'm Chicago first with anything that got to do with music, business, whatever it is, man. I'm a firm believer of supporting black-owned businesses and Chicago businesses and Chicago people, everything. Man, keep me posting on that, because I'm definitely tuning in, I'm definitely sharing, I'm definitely repping, bro. Like, so that's a major, major move, bro. And, man, I'm dead serious with the keep me posting there, because I can't wait, man. I definitely can't wait. And
I also want to give a shout-out to, real quick, to a couple of the, I know I'm crying. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people. If y'all got time and y'all listening to this, you want to go check out people
bro,
like
hanging out with you, bro. Do your thing.
Oh, okay. I ain't want to just take over and, you know what I'm saying. But
man,
a lot of people
just
come in battle.
This is you.
look, in Chicago, battle rap isn't exactly like it is in New York, where people know, like, all right, you know what I'm saying, battle rap. You know what I'm saying? It's not as prominent. It's big, but it's not like when you go to New York, they're like, oh, yeah, battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Here, it's more, we got so many on the artist note, you know what I'm saying, that people know about, you know, so they don't really, the attention is really not 100% on battle rap in there like it is in other cultures, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, stuff happens like that. But if y'all get a chance, everybody that's listening, if you want to check out some excellent battle rappers, you want to check out a guy named Gage. Gage is the godfather of battle rap when it comes to Chicago culture. Gage, Big Cannon, Young Cannon, those three right there. Trufo is another name. King Crash. There's many Pyrex. Shout out Pyrex. There are many guys that you want to look up. Mega the Savage, Duke the Shooter, Sin the God, Jay Owens. There, all these names that I'm naming. If y'all can, you know, if y'all could probably play the feedback, you know, play the recording back and get some of those names. But those names tenfold. Those names are very big. Ultimate B Primus. Those are very big names. So you want to look up those names. Nick G, Boo Man the Hustler. It's so many of them, and I can't even – I'm trying to get them all out at one time, you know what I'm saying? But it's so many of them. Those are just some that come to mind first. But and I'm always a big – I'm like you, bro. I'm always a big supporter, not only of just, you know, black-owned business, but Chicago, man. When we go out of town, right, you know, everybody asks me, like, oh, you from there? You from this? It's this and that. I'm like, man, bro, check y'all out or something, man. Like, nigga – everybody, because everybody's trying to steal from Chicago anyway, and then they try to shit on it. Like, right, you can't do both.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts,
shut up,
bro.
You know?
Facts, man. Facts, bro.
You can't do
both. They don't, man, bro, I can't tell you how many times I've had people who I've networked with, who I've talked with, who I've been out of town. I've been everywhere I've visited or whatever, and people know that it's a person in that city that know what OG Radio about. They tell me all about Chicago. Oh, bro, I rock with Chicago, woo, woo. But, man, y'all will be on, like, nah, bro, if you're going to rock with it, just rock with it, bro. Don't throw the butt out there.
Exactly.
But that's – but right, there's a situation where it's not just on them. It's just their perception of what they see. So from the inside out, we got to change that. So it's not his fault. It's not nobody's fault. Whatever. You go back to New York. You know what I'm saying? I go to, you know what I'm saying, L.A. and New York, and I go where I go, and people who they know we from Chicago, it's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? When they say that, but we do this and we do, because that's what our city do. It's up to everybody who in the city. Like, it ain't got to be artists. Artists, you know what I'm saying, artists, business people, whatever it is. Whoever they come in contact with, that's who they're getting them bad vibes from. So we can't really trip when we know there's a lot of stuff to still to be fixed in our own city. Just in the entertainment business, it's just getting better. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And I'm one of them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm one of the people who see that. It's just not getting better. And that's why I don't never tell people, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be one of the people always boasting and bragging about what I do and what my shows and who I support and people who I've supported, who I see start doing big things and get major deals, and just I'm rooting for them. That's it. I don't want no accolades. I'm rooting for y'all, man. If I was blessed enough to get some songs from y'all, play some music from y'all, you know, share your stuff, whatever I did, that's just the job that us in Chicago supposed to do. Me as a radio, you know what I'm saying, program director for my own radio station, for my own web TV show. We supposed to have shows like this, to where you come on and it's about you. It ain't about us. It ain't about OG Radio. It's about you introducing yourself to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that can stream this.
Yeah.
It's for you to take this whole interview that we doing and you share it to your people. It's like, man, you mentioned. Don't even worry about it, bro. He plugged the way you can listen to him when you want to. You know what I'm saying? So another question another question I got for you is, as far as, like, everything you want to, like, you want to accomplish, you know what I'm saying? I know you doing everything in the battle rap world and stuff like that. As far as producing, I know it's a lot of artists out there. Who are some of the artists, whether it's in Chicago, whether they mainstream, whether they're independent? Who are some of the people who you want to, like, get beats to, collab with, get in the studio with? Like,
oh,
who are those
man.
Guys?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. First, it's always the team. It's always the team, man, because I always, you know, I'm one of those guys that believe their team should win no matter what, you know what I'm saying, no matter what's going on. So it's always my brother Syndergaard, my brother Jay Owens, and my brother Tenfo, and Nigel, the kid Nigel. So that's first off. This artist out there, Trufo, he's a battle rapper, but he's also a rap artist. King Crash is one of the most lyrical individuals that you ever want to even listen to. So King Crash, G Herbo, G Herbo is probably, man, look, I would love to get a track to G Herbo. There's quite a few artists too, and I'm mad I can't, say their name ain't coming to my mind right, so I know they're probably going to kick me in the head, but it's quite a few artists. but anybody, and I'm going to put it like this, I'm going to do one better, right? So anybody who's serious about their craft and not, trying to, just play around part time, that's really me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, and they gotta right. be—they gotta be hot, because you got people that serious about the craft and they tracks. You know, I appreciate the, I appreciate the admiration. That you really want to do this, but you hot garbage. You know what I'm saying? So that's
true.
The hard reality. Some of these niggas really trash, bro. But you know what's funny? Them be the first one to get a deal or get an endorsement deal. I'll get some. Why? Because most likely they got great marketing, they got a good following, whatever the case may be. It's a different era, and I came up in that era where you had to be cold. You know what I'm saying? You had to
right.
stick.
Now
it ain't
too.
Really like that. It's the total opposite.
Nah.
So.
Yeah.
I had an artist I was making beats for, and she was like, well, I don't have to be good. I just got to have a big following. And I was like, I want to tell you you're wrong. But you're so right now. I genuinely want to tell you wrong, but like she really wasn't what I would deem to be incredible lyrically or vocally. So you know what I'm saying, that's that. But anybody that's in Chicago that's really trying to make an effort to do bigger and better and make some good music, bro. I'm a fan of good music, bro. Like,
right.
I heard a lot of artists that just make music, but I love good music, bro. When you get that one song, whether it's trap or whether it's R&B, soul, hip-hop, whatever. Hell, it could be rock. That shit good, bro. I'm going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hell, Mello the Gunman, that's another one. Man, want to work with Mello. And me and Mello actually working on something. That's a little snippet right there, bing bing. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up. He always working. That's one dude that's always working.
Take it on
what
sleep,
I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do is get to a couple more tracks, then we're gonna come back and we're gonna hang out some more, man. Y'all rock with your boy Mr. AK OG Radio, man. We in here chilling with Mustafa. I got my co host with me, Radio Real. I got my cup. We powered up, we feeling right. Don't forget to some more music.
Yeah,
we hanging out, man. OG Radio, you be working.
That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Mr. Kisser Lover.
That girl that they say. I make them fall in love, then I send them on their way. Make them feel special, so we baby or we bae. Do them good, show them off, party with them, board a plane. But now he all sprung and shit. Talking half on the baby, talking dumb and shit. So I hit them with some game, stop rushing it. You was not my only nigga, so we hushing it. Chill, nigga, we on the low. If my favorite nigga called, then I gotta go. Got a young nigga, pill popping animal. Another nigga who ain't a stripper, but keep a pole. These little niggas, they knocking hoes like I'm a no. But my block game strong like Mutombo. Can't be my nigga if it ain't jumbo. You hit today, don't worry about me tomorrow. Or in the DM and he pressed. Put it on the once, now he in my life stressing it. Hit me more than twice and it's welcome to the blacklist. Baby mama's mad, so them hoes like a sneak this. And he fuck broke boy, then I gotta dismiss. Peace, nigga. I wanna see him say link, nigga. Finesse him on the lakefront, bring a drink, nigga. I'm done fucking pretty boys, I need a street, nigga. Make him say. Is a shit, they say she is a shit. They like how it fit with the thighs in the hip. Make a mesmerize when she saves them lives while he's selling lives. You would be surprised when niggas say when they be inside. Always trying to eat it up like a Reese cup. If he got a girl, eventually I'll break it up. He a rap nigga, but he sing to me, he drinking up. Baby daddy like to argue cause he like to make it up. But most of the time, y'all curve him, curve him. And if he play me, then I heard him, heard him. Always talking about he broke, then I swerve him, swerve him. Figure niggas out, so observe and learn them. I like a hood nigga with a couple priors. This pussy got impressed like a hot flat iron. But when I throw a curve, I'ma curve politely. All of my ex niggas, yeah, they tried to wipe me. But niggas be iffy, but they move, they be shifty. Niggas think they got juice, got them thinking they simply. Tell them roll the wood up, cause I smoke like a hippie. He a beast in the sheets, so his nickname is Grizzly. If a nigga act whack, then I block him completely. Everybody always watching, so I fuck him discreetly. Talk gotta be brief, tell your whole hoe to be. You ain't mine, I ain't yours, so it's better to sneak. That nigga say.
OMW. I hopped out the bed and get ready to go. She know it's going down soon as I walk through the door. 1994, the Lakeshore Drive, now I'm coasting. Catching vibes, playing that juvie, that slow motion. I like it like that, fantasizing how I'm about to go and break La Mama back. I call her up and ask, you want some food when I fly? She say, I'ma eat that dick, text me when you outside. Oh, Lord. Hey, she get me excited. How I'm about to give it to her, I could probably get indicted. I hope she on my level. And then I walk in, she look just like an angel about to dance with the devil. It's on.
Shawty in my lineup. Like what you on tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I
talking, I just grab her by her neck and push her up against the wall. I kiss her and I look into her eyes, then that pussy turn into Niagara Falls. Once I do that, ain't no stopping him. Then I eat it till she shake like she got Parkinson's. But she a beast with the top. La Mama swallow that cock and I be shaking like Michael J. Fox for real. R. Kelly playing ignition.
Then what?
Ten on them walls, demolition.
What up?
Have her screaming submission. Long strokes make her feel his dick in her gut. Intuition. Toss her and flip her, different position.
Okay.
No, ain't no break, ain't no intermission.
Okay.
I'm truly gifted. Then she hit her knees when I bust.
What?
And she saw that come like a premonition. Give her the business.
Shawty, hit my line up. Like what you want tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide. On my way, I slide, I slide. Won't be long, I slide, I slide. I'm on my way, on my way.
Came back to the radio station. I had to, man. But I'm in here kicking with my man Christopher, man. I also got my co-host Radio Real in the building, man. We just hanging out, man. We chopping it up. We chilling, man. We just, you know, letting us know what's going on out here, man. So, man. So, another question I got for you, Christopher, man. So, what would you say is more easier for you? Like, would you say being a producer, putting, you know what I'm saying, putting together a track or making a track for somebody, or would it be battle rapping when you on stage, or would it be you as an artist? What would you say feels like it's not hard work?
It's probably all the same level of difficulty. It just depends on who you're doing it for, why you're doing it, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's against a big competitor, or there's a beat as a sample when it's going on a big project, or, you know, it's a huge crowd. You know, it's all similar. You just take it with, you know, each one with the same attitude. You go from there and you just give it 300%. So.
That's a solid answer. That's a real solid answer, man. And what advice would you give to anybody who was trying to get into that battle rap game? Because I know a lot of people don't understand how you break into that field or that genre. What advice would you give to them, or what instruction would you give that person to break into that field?
I would honestly say make sure you know this, what you want to do. You got to give it your all no matter what. No matter if you win, lose, or draw, somebody embarrass you, all that stuff, you still got to give it your all. And that makes you amazing artist at the end of the day, bro. Do your research on your opponent if you're battling, and if there's no research to be done, man, you just honestly, you know, go in there, lyrical as possible, perform their best, and go from there. That's like it, everybody trying to make up way other answers. That's really it. That's really it. You know what I'm saying? You just got to go in there and make sure you lyrical, you intact, and sync. I actually am. I'm if it's cool with you, I'm gonna cut it short. I got a client that's calling me right now, actually, to get in the booth right now. So they hit me up. They just hit me up like two times, and I'm like, man, I'm on this radio show, OG radio show. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all gave me a platform I never even thought I was able to reach. Other than my boy PPV, shout out PPV. You catch him on PPV, Mr. Circle City, man. OG radio, man. I literally need to. I'm gonna share it with everybody. And let them know where they can find me out. And now I'm a fan, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go back and see other shows y'all done did and things of that nature, bro. So, I mean, you know,
you know people hey, that's definitely what it is.
All
right. We appreciate you, bro. I want you to make sure, before you get out of here, I know you got to get up out of here. I want you to give your information out, let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, how they can rock with you, how they can follow your career, man. Let them know, like, your info, man.
Every social media, you can follow me at Shastafa Thomas on IG, Shastafa T on Twitter and Facebook, search Shastafa Thomas. And, that's everything, search Shastafa. I'm the only one. Unless, you know, you talk about, like, one of my kids, I'm the only one. So, literally, that's it, man. Shastafa, respect
that's
the
what
new
it
man.
Is, man.
I love the good guys, guerrilla warfare shit. Man, holding it down. Shout out OG Radio. I appreciate y'all for everything, for the time we spent here. I actually... This is, you know, for me is something new, and me getting into really actually talking about what I do, I love it. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm be tuned in when y'all got different, you know, even more sections and more shows and things of that nature. So I'm be definitely
That's
tuned in,
up,
and
man.
I'm a
Appreciate
fan
it.
Of the radio station.
Appreciate it. You bro, man. And like I said, man, you be safe, you be smooth, man. And like I said, I tell it to everybody, man. This is your home for whatever you need, man. Like. Whatever you got going on, OG Radio is your home. Even if it's just for you to promote, you know what I'm saying, one of your better rap shows, man, it's your home to promote your business, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. And definitely, y'all, if y'all can, like I said, get in the inbox. You know, we'll talk about future endeavors. I'm going to have something special for the radio station. I feel like I owe y'all some music, even a freestyle myself. So I'm going to have something special next time I touch down with you guys. So I'll holler at you, my brother.
All right, that's man. What it is, man. All right, bro.
I appreciate
you.
All love, y'all. Peace, gang. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep. All right. Yo. So we still hanging out, me and Rail. We just, you know, we hanging out. And like I said, man, this is something new for me, man. You know, I ain't never, like, had a co-host. So me having a co-host for the night, man, and you kind of just sat back and just watched, let me work, bro. And it's like, man, it felt weird because it felt like I was back in the driver's seat. Yeah, I know this is not my chair no more, but you know, for me to get back and
let you have fun with it. Definitely let you have fun with
it.
I've been been ripping and running around, so you know, I needed a little bit of break because the poetry has been going crazy.
Yeah.
We had put it out there, like, hey, you know, anybody want to, you know, join poetry, come on with it.
And they flooded.
We got booked for yesterday. They flooded. We booked for next Thursday. We booked for the week after that. We got a guy named Sandman, South Sandman. He going to bring some of his poet on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say we're going to do it, I want to say the 8th of October, maybe. So that'll be a special show featuring him and his poet. So it's just been crazy on the poetry tip. I got something, my phone steady blowing up. I ain't had time to do nothing.
I hear that, man. And I'm just so blessed that y'all, man, that show is taking off, man. Like I'm 110% like blessed that, you know what I'm saying, that situation happened the way it happened. And the fact that y'all are like, that's y'all baby, y'all made that. I had nothing to do with that, and that's what I mean when I tell people, like, you know what I'm saying, that's y'all. I had nothing to do with that. So people, y'all see me post stuff about Thursday poetry, all I do, I'm the program director. All I do is when they tell me they got something, I just share it. And for y'all to make that thing grow, bro, that's that really put me in the mode to just let me know that whatever what I'm doing right now is what I'm supposed to be doing, and what how I'm moving is how I'm supposed to be moving, because, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of people that don't get this opportunity, and I never thought that what I was doing or me allowing y'all to be a part of what I'm doing, I didn't think it would go like this. I was just like, man, I'm just giving some people some opportunity to do what they want to.
Right.
And to see what they got going on.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. And for me,
for 1 minute it was going to get like this.
Me neither. But like I said, man, I'm definitely blessed to be able to help y'all build that, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, man. It really is. So only thing I want to say is before I get out of here is I'll be like I said, y'all know I got a million jobs. I'm like a Jamaican. But I'll be at the Leaf. The Leaf Clothing is 2515 West North Avenue, man. I will be the DJ for tomorrow from 12 to 5, man. Shout out to my boy 2 Official, man. It's crazy how me and him link back up, but shout out to my man 2 Official, man. I'll be the DJ, DJ AK38. Y'all know how I rock. It's a comedy show and grand opening, man. So I'll be downtown doing my thing, man, supporting Chicago like I always do, man. And, man, to be honest, yo, this is it's a blessing, man. I don't know how to tell y'all how I feel, man, to be honest, because it's just different, man, because people don't understand, like, I went from doing all of this on my own for, like, 7+, 5+ years, just me doing radio show,
right.
Radio show, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, going to events, doing OGTV, like, I was like, it was just me, and I was trying to recruit people, but it was like, man, I was so just on my own and just grinding by myself,
right.
And then just see y'all just coming to the fold and just really give me that. I ain't gonna lie, y'all gave me some relief. Y'all gave me a time to sit back and reflect. Y'all gave me time to sit back and start a new business. Y'all gave me time to just continuously build my brand, man. So I don't even, like, sugarcoat that shit when I tell y'all, man, y'all are, like, a low-key blessing to me, bro. Like, I'm not even stunning with y'all, because ain't no telling where this show would be if I didn't have y'all as a staff to help me do what I'm doing right now, because I could have just let this thing die by itself. And you know what I'm saying? For y'all to just pick it up, and just allow me to step back and sort through what's going on and give y'all the space to do what y'all want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you get some people who run something and they want to have their hands all over it. And I feel like that I've given y'all that space to do whatever y'all want to do. You know what I'm saying? Even when y'all added more days, y'all did the Thursdays, y'all did the Mondays. And I'm like, man, do y'all, bro. I'm going to sit back and let y'all work. And I'm seeing the product, man. And I ain't going to lie, man. I can't wait for this COVID to lift, man, because y'all don't know, man. I got so much stuff in store for y'all that I just want to put y'all out there, man. And as soon as this stuff lifts, bro, I got so much work for y'all, man. Like, literally, I got so much big stuff that's lined up. As soon as they let us do whatever we want to for real, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's definitely crazy.
I'm definitely ready for it. Cause like I said, when I first joined, I didn't know what to expect of it. Now, from then to now, it's just crazy. Like I say, that one time I went to Target, I went to go pick up either my Apple Watch or AirPods, one of the two, and then two random people walk up to me like, hey, you Radio Rail? I'm like, yeah, like, how the fuck you know? You know what I'm saying? They're like, hey, I'm listening to the shows. Like, damn, you know, that's crazy. So shout out again to Mary and Joe James. I know they more than likely listen to now because they love the Monday and Friday shows. But, like, it's crazy. I met so many people doing the radio. You know, I'm linking with so many people who want to do stuff as well. Shout out to Bar University TV, as always. They always throwing some artists this way. I'm in the works of getting an artist by the name of Noah J on the show pretty soon. She's a female artist. Shout out to Misfit. She's a poet, and she's always she's an artist also. She's been on the show quite a few times. She always, you know, helping me out with a bunch of stuff. So it's been nothing but love. It's like last year when I had, around this time last year is when I started thinking about podcasting and all that. And it's just crazy how a year later I'm on a radio show. So I definitely appreciate you giving me the opportunity, along with B-Trey. You know, I hit him up, was like, yo, what the hell is OG Radio? And then he gave me the rundown. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Right. Definitely, man. I appreciate
you.
I've been thinking about, man, like how you went over there with Bar University, man, and did your thing over there with them. You got to get me on that show, bro. I'm going to say it now because I got to get on that show, man. They got to let me in, man. They got to know where we started from, man. So I definitely got to get in tune with Bar University. I got to get on that show, man. Yeah, let your boy in, man.
Yeah.
I got to do what I got to do over there.
I'll definitely reach out to them. They always have spots open on stuff. So if you tell them, if you go in and let them know that you're a rapper, just know that you got to spit some bars.
Man, you know how I do it, man. But you know I'm going in there. They gonna ask who are you? I'm like, I'm OG Radio, man. I'm the CEO. I'm the boss. I gotta come holler at y'all, man. I gotta sit down with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta get my story. All that good stuff, man. So
yes,
you know.
They definitely show us a lot of love.
They do, man.
I watch
and that's
their
why I wanna
show. Mondays and Wednesdays, I watch their show before I go live Monday. They do, you know, a lot of artists. Some artists come through, but mainly, you know, artists send in their music. They review it live.
Mm-hmm.
They all, every time I get on there, they shout us out. So it's a lot of love on both ends.
And that's one of them reasons I really want to go on there. I just want to go on there and just show them some love, man, because they showed us so much love. I just want to go on there and just give my appreciation to them, man, because the shout outs and the stuff that they do, they don't have to do, you know what I'm saying? And they do that. And I feel like it's our job, it's our duty to, you know what I'm saying, show that love back, man. And support our own, because at the end of the day, if we don't support our own, bro, we ain't doing what we supposed to do.
Facts. So I definitely reach out to shout out to Brian and Jackie. They holding it down. They do a lot for OG for Bar University TV. So yeah, I'm definitely link up with them, and I'll let you know what they got open. And I will
definitely tune in
that day.
Because you know I'm going to do me. I'm going to definitely do me. But before we get out of here, man, you got anything else you want to comment, say, you know what I'm saying, tell people to look out for?
Look out, you know, always Madness Mondays with me and just a bunch of random-ass people all the time. crazy-ass podcast and show, like anything goes. But it's always all love between men and women. Check us out on Tuesdays, 10 to 11 or 10 to 11:30. Check us out on Poetry Thursdays from 9 to 10:30 with me and Genesis. And, of course, everybody's fan favorite, Freestyle Fridays here on Friday from 10 to 11 right. or 10 to 11:30 whenever we, you know, end the show. Something else I thought about. On one of these Monday shows, everybody who's listening, I'm going to have a friendly competition between one man, one woman. I'm going to ask 5 questions between the two. Whoever answers the most, get the right questions, whoever answers the most, pretty much, was it 3 out of 5 will be the winner, and it will be a cash app of $50. I haven't made it official yet. I'm going to get there, but one of these Mondays, I'm going to make it happen. So just keep in tune when I actually release the date that I have contestants on the show. So I think I'm going to do this maybe once a month.
That's what's up, though. That's definitely what's up, man. I'm definitely with that. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, and
that,
also.
I'm going to be locked in.
And also with the poetry, everybody. who knows, who's been on the show. Shout out to Brittany Russell. She's been on the show 4 times now. The winner, me, Genesis, and some people off air are the judges, and whoever wins that night will receive a cash app of $25 on behalf of OG Radio. We had 2 winners yesterday, so shout out to Lopez and I forget the other poet, but she knows who she is. But they received their cash up yesterday, so shout out to them. I'm drawing a blank. They dropped some gems last night. And it was so cold. So shout out to all the poets. I appreciate it. So again, AK, I appreciate you getting me on this show, giving me a platform for me to share my voice with the world. And slowly but surely, everybody's starting to learn who Radio Rail is about.
That's what it is. That's just the whole job, man. That's the whole situation, man. And like I said, man, I'm just doing what I do for the people, man. It ain't nothing crazy. Ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing, you know, I got to do major. Ain't nothing about me. I've been doing this show for the longest, and it's always been about the fans. It's always been about the artists. It's always been about the people around me, man. I want to make sure y'all shine more than I do, man, because at the end of the day, I know what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, anything that I do, anything that I come across, any situation, any shows, all that other stuff, man, it's, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I always try to play the background now because I've been doing the show for so long, and it's feel like now I love my new position, you know what I'm saying, to where I can just sit back, relax, and do what I want to, man. So, y'all know what I said at the end of all my shows, man. Do what you love. Love what you do. It's your boy, Mr. AK. It's your boy, Radio Real. Man, we out of here. Y'all be safe this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put the guns down. Stop the violence, man. We out of here, man.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.